Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 12th of September. The Fear of the Lord. The fear of God is not the fruit of self-righteousness. The fear of God belongs to the eternal Spirit of God with which Christ was anointed, enabling him to be the Father's Melchizedek King Priest on earth. Jesus confessed, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." The Spirit of the Lord is the sevenfold Spirit of God and includes the fear of the Lord. As Isaiah prophesied, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." We receive the Spirit of the Lord, including the fear of the Lord, which is necessary for our deliverance from the motivation of the fear of death, from Christ. It is the anointing that is upon him, which flows from him to us, if we hold fast to the head as a member of his body. When Paul asked the question, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" we could likewise ask, "How can we be delivered from the maze?" The answer, of course, is through the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. This law is administered by the Holy Spirit, who is Lord. As Paul noted, "Now the Spirit is Lord, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty," or deliverance from the maze. We are illuminated to our sin through the conviction that the Spirit brings to our conscience and mind, enabling us to find repentance and to turn from carnality to the covenant of the Spirit. He enables our obedience and manifests our righteousness. Those who are obedient through the capacity of the Spirit are sons of God and have entered the kingdom of God. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 4 verse 18, Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 and 2, Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 and 2, Psalm 133 verses 1 and 2, Romans chapter 7 verse 25, Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. For further study, Psalm 34.